שלום, אנחנו נמשיך היום את השיעור בנושא העבודה.
Today's lesson will begin with excerpts on the subject of working between the desired state and the existing state. The lesson can be watched on kab.tv and questions may be asked there as well during the lesson.
We're continuing the same topic, how to discover what our true state is and to build above it our desired state. The present state, or the existing state, is always not a good state. In our eyes, it's the revelation of the evil. And the desired, and the existing state, that's how it is always. He is revealing our true condition. And above that, we have to build a state, whatever we depict for ourselves. If the Creator is managing us, activating us, taking care of us, leading us, if we're taken care by Him with a tendency to develop towards Him, so according to that, we need to understand how we should relate to that state, which is the perfect whole state. Meaning, there's an existing state which is not good, there's a desired state which isn't a state, it doesn't exist. It's what I want to depict to myself. A state that's perfect. Why? Because if I don't take into account what I feel in my vessels of reception, so the state is already different. I'm in the world of Ein Sof. I'm in the control of the Creator. I have all the best. I don't have what I feel. I feel in my vessels, obviously, something opposite of this. So I need to believe in the faith of the wise that the perfect state is the true state, and I'm in it, and I still don't feel it, because they have eyes and they shall not see. I see everything through my ego, but if I rise above it, so I'll discover the true state. And this comes through exercises that we need to perform. By these exercises, we invite the light that reforms and it bestows and raises us from the present state to the desired state. And by this, we don't stop seeing ourselves in the bad state. No. We will feel those two states more and more distant from one another, more and more contradicting as two lines. The left is the existing state, the right is the desired state, or below in the plane of this world. That's the present. It's not that we see it in our five senses, still vegetative, animate in people. That's what we see in our ego. That everything is bad, that we're not happy with anything. And above that, we will build the desired state. How can we try and depict this? A world where the Creator is the only one in control. So, let's read these parts and connect to them, please.
We'll begin with excerpt number 20 from the writings of Rabash, volume 2, article, When Should One Use Pride in the Work? When one engages in Torah and commandments, since a person must walk on two lines, right and left, meaning a time of wholeness and a time of lack. On one hand, we must thank the Creator, and certainly one who feels he has received a lot of good from the Creator is more capable of offering greater thanks. So, when a person engages in Torah and commandments, this is the time to be in wholeness, as though the Creator has brought him close to be among the King's servants. However, one must not lie to oneself and say that he feels that he is serving the king when he does not feel this way. Therefore, how can he be grateful to the Creator for drawing him near if he does not feel it? Instead, at that time, a person should say that although he is in utter lowliness, meaning that he is still immersed in self-love and still cannot do anything above reason, the Creator still gave him a thought and desire to engage in Torah and commandments, and has also given him some strength so as to be able to overcome the spies who speak to him and poke his mind with their arguments. And still, he has some grip on spirituality. At that time, a person should pay special attention to this and to believe that the Creator is tending to him and guiding him on the track that leads to the king's palace. It follows that he should be happy that the Creator is watching over him and gives him the descent as well.
That means that it's clear that the state doesn't change, and it'll never change. We are in complete rest, Malchut Avein Sof, and only our attitude that we determine between the existing and the desired, that gives us the form of reality that we determine, our attitude towards this reality, our attitude towards the Creator, towards our state and our place. That's why we shouldn't wait for something to change. We need to build that reality ourselves. How do we build it? To pay attention and separate between what I feel and what I am in, and to depict a world that is entirely under the control of the Creator, in a reality that only one force is working, and there is none else besides Him. And He gives me what I feel in order to educate me. And even though I don't understand or feel anything spiritual, and nothing, I have one thing. I have a connection with spirituality. One point that I know that the Creator is in the world and He is taking care of all and also me. But I, in contradiction to everybody, He let me know about it. And I know about it, and I relate only to that point, to the Creator's attitude towards me. Let's us raise that point from a point until it shines throughout the whole world. Please. Awakened in us.
Love. How can I be glad of the fact that the Creator is tending to me, even when I'm in a state where I'm like a baby. I feel that he's taking care of me. I have nothing else besides that. I don't understand. I don't feel. I'm like a baby held by the adult, just throwing out my arms and legs. I don't know anything. I don't know anything but one thing. I'm under his care, and he's taking care of me, and also gave me some little grasp of the fact that this is so, that I know that this is so. So how can I be happy like a baby who's happy to be in his mother's arms? Please. Only good. And
Rav, if we're in the hands of the Creator and He is taking care of us, how should we relate to the evil that's being revealed? And what do we need to relate this evil to? How do we have to respond to it? What do we do with the revelation of evil? Please.
I think that the Creator does.
Rav, how should I accept the changes in my state that I didn't invite them, obviously? Suddenly they come to me, these ascents, descents. How should I relate to them, to those ascents and the descents? How do I determine my attitude towards them? Or should it be completely the same, that I have to try and be indifferent towards, well, I have to keep the same level, as if I don't respond to the states, even though I feel them, but I, in my attitude, in my behavior, because from the Creator, when all these states come, they always come for the best. How do I organize myself to always relate to the sense and the sense as one? How do I learn from the changes of these states in me to relate equally to the both? Please. Rav, how do we give an example in the 10 to the friends that I relate in a good way during a descent as I do if as I'm in the state of an ascent? How do I give an example to the friends that I relate to them, to the world, to the Creator, good, in the state of the descent, as they do in the state of an ascent? Please. Feeling.
Rav. The thing is, not to walk the left line as the right, in a bad state as if a good state. Rather, we need to always tread these two lines, two states, as he wrote here in the beginning of the text, when he engages in Torah and commandments, since a person must walk on two lines, right and left, meaning a time of wholeness and a time of lack. So the times change, but I must always make sure that I'm on the middle line. And what does it mean to always be on the middle line? Between the state of ascent and the state of descent, how do I determine the state between them and am constantly between them, between these two states. These two states do not disappear. I feel them. How do I... First of all, we could ask, how do I reach a state where these two states, left and right, do not vanish as they're given from above, but rather, how do I live them out of myself? How do I always hold on to these two states with my own power? And not that the Creator just tosses me from state to state to state. Rather, I hold myself this way. That's one thing. And after that, how do I guard these two states, maintain them, and make of them a middle line? Please.
On concealment.
I want to add something. It's not good that each one speaks separately in turn. Try to speak everyone all together at the same time. Otherwise, we're losing something. What? Are you under examination? Be more inspirational, more excited, participate, speak to one another. The main thing is not that each one is succeeding in this test, but rather that everyone speak all together and achieve some warmth, connection, and that is the outcome. And not that you answer it correctly. The answer will be correct later on when it's revealed, but for it to be revealed, we have to search for it together. Speak together more, and not in turn. Please.
Point of connection.
Love. How do I envision my state of adhesion in a bad state? And opposite to that, how do I envision my state of adhesion in a good state? And how do I hold them both equally? Please, what do I think of in the good state? Let's begin from that. Go ahead. Rav, I feel good. So, I determine that it's good according to what I feel, that it's on my account, or do I feel good on the Creator's account? Meaning that it's... he likes it more. If so, I don't know. And also in the bad state, if I feel bad in my own kelim, in my own vessels, how should I respond to that? Perhaps, when I feel bad, I can give thanks to the Creator for taking care of me even more than I can in the state where I feel good, because the feeling is a feeling in my own vessels of reception. And then, it may be that I'm closer to the Creator in the bad state, from which I can thank the Creator for His care. And then I can transcend my own bad feeling and to be certain that I'm not in my will to receive, because I don't have any enjoyment to derive from it. And it may be technical problem. Connection was cut.
Yeah.
שומעים אותך רב.
We hear you, love.
Well, I had a question, but the connection was severed. If I feel good,
האם קשה לי להודות לבורא?
Is it difficult for me to thank the Creator for the Creator's care of me? Because the good feeling is within my vessels, and I need to restrict it, to perform a tzimtzum, a restriction over it, and not to ascribe how I feel to the Creator, to the world, through that good feeling. Or, same thing is with the bad feeling. When I see myself as bad, the Creator is evil, the whole of reality is bad. Also, how do I elevate, raise myself in such a way where I don't relate myself to that bad feeling, and it's good that I feel bad, it doesn't confuse me, I can rise above that bad and be closer to the Creator and give Him thanks for taking care of me, for His tender ministers. Meaning, in these states where I feel good or bad, which states, the ones where I feel good or bad, which is more difficult or easy in order to maintain the correct perception, correct relation towards reality and the Creator? That is the question. Please. Comes back to us from the group.
How can we, Rav, how do we constantly develop by rising above the right, above the left, that in the feeling of the darkness, even deeper and deeper and deeper, and the light, the perfection is more and more great? And we are included of both, and what then do we build between them? Please, how can we, just like in a cone, what we say, that we rise, not a pyramid. The pyramid, the point is up. The cone, the point is down. How do we rise in those two lines? That the right is greater than the left is greater, that darkness is greater and the light is greater, perfection, deficiency, and we include, we're included of both, please.
Toys are broken, I don't play anymore, and so on.
We talked about it many times. Just like in this world, we have something that we love somebody or somebody loves us. We want love not to depend on anything. Even if I made him feel bad, he still loves me. Unconditional love. That's what we want. And even to check this love, we want to do it by even a bit, adding some things that are supposedly bad in the connection, that we aren't good to somebody that loves us. And if still he loves us, and if his love is even grows upon us playing with them with the bad. So we see that there truly is unconditional love. And to this kind of love we have to get to with the Creator, to check, to see that He loves us in such a way, and that we in that way can love Him. Otherwise, there won't be equivalence of form or dvikut. So, first of all, let's depict a state where every bad thing that's revealed, I am making efforts to think and feel that because it comes from the Creator, that state is good. And I love Him even more. Just as it's written that man needs to bless the good as the bad. So how do we, in every evil that's revealed, personally, in a group, doesn't matter how, it's all from the Creator. How can we feel an opportunity, even a greater one, to justify Him and adhere to Him and love Him? Please.
Do it.
Love, how do we, above both states, the good and the bad, also from longing according to our nature for the good always, and that isn't something we can erase because our vessels of reception, they don't disappear, they don't purify. The masach can purify, but not the vessel of reception. How can we, in all these states, truly reveal only passion towards the Creator and not to the changes of the states themselves? How do we present the Creator that we want to Him, even though all of those states that He wants to confuse us and brings us through the good, through the bad, and the feeling and confusion and scrutiny and in understanding, in mind and heart? How do we reveal above both of them only our desire for dvikut? Please.
Strength, the validity from above. Rav, love is measured according to the yearning. When everything is clear and apparent and connected, then seemingly there's no room for yearning. Because everything is already revealed. Maybe that's the reason that in our world we feel that the connection of love is disappearing over time. In spirituality, if we want to build on top of our will to receive the connection of love, then it's likely that we need to build it in such a way that I never attain it. And then I can show my yearning and live off of it and enjoy it, that I'm yearning for my beloved. And I never come to truly to a connection with Him. How can we imagine absolute, infinite love that exists between the Creator and the created being that only grows stronger and blooms and doesn't disappear, blossoms, because It's not in this attainment, that the place of love specifically, the place of yearning specifically, there is where we reveal more and more distancing, greater distancing. How together with that we also reveal wholeness and love. Please. That exists between us and spirituality. Rav, how in our world, let's say, between two people who love one another, how should we determine the form of connection so that our love, our connection will only grow and never end? How will we do it? At home, in the family. It doesn't matter where. The important thing is to be concerned with growing the love. What should we do? The existing state, our state. Rav, I recommend to read excerpt number 24.
Excerpt number 24 from the writings of Rabash, volume 3, Hear, O Israel. Man has to start with the work of the Creator on the right path, which is called male, which is wholeness, which is called happy in his share. And this is the discernment, for he is delighted in mercy. And how much flavor and livelihood he has in Torah and mitzvot, and it is enough for him to exert in Torah and mitzvot, because he believes in private providence. This is what the Creator desires, and he feels himself to be a complete person. And for that, he gives praise and gratitude to the Creator for having given him a part in his work. And that is called zachar, male, for he feels himself whole. And he is always happy, and he keeps serve the Creator with gladness. But that is called only half a body, and is lacking the discernment of a female, which is a deficiency. From the left line, when he starts calculating how much his qualities and thoughts are whole, then he sees the truth, that he is still immersed in his will to receive for his own benefit. And for the purpose of others, he cannot do anything, either between man and his friend and between man and the Creator. And then, to the extent that he has the recognition of evil, to such an extent, he can exert himself, meaning perform actions, in everything that your hand and might can do, that do. And also, he can pray from the bottom of his heart, because only to the extent that a person feels evil, meaning that he feels that this is evil, to such an extent he performs actions to get rid of the evil. And that is called nekeva, female, meaning a chisaron, a deficiency. It turns out that he has room for two opposite discernments, meaning, on the one hand, he is considered to be whole, which is right, chesed, he is happy in his share. And he can praise and give gratitude to the Creator for having admitted him to the place of Torah and good deeds. And on the other hand, he can pray to the Creator for being left outside the work of the Creator, because everything is built on the foundation of self-love. Then he is considered to be a complete man.
Rav, lo shomim otcha, ata b'mute.
Rav, we can't hear you.
I'm saying that I don't even know where to begin. There's a beautiful whole state. Let's start with how does he position himself towards what he has to be whole, in wholeness, in joy, delighted in mercy, happy in his lot, the work of the right line, as we call it. How do we do it? With what attitude do we bring ourselves to the right? To the whole. Come from there's nothing else besides him. We can determine it in the feeling. Rav. Okay, friends, I feel like we've exhausted this topic. We'll get back to it. Of course, it's a very important topic, but let's go to the next part of the lesson. You're tired of being... of